Oh, indeed I do, because everywhere I went thereafter, I was embraced by members of all sorts of ethnic communities who viewed my appointment as a clear signal that what happened to me could happen to their people, to their boys, you know, and it was just a marvelous, marvelous base from which I could campaign and did.
So here was December 30th or whatever the date might have been, and then 3 or 4 days later, you were in Lansing taking your oath. Is that correct?
That's right. And the first case argued was the case of Stoliker versus Board of Canvassers.
Did you have to disqualify
yourself? Yes. Oh, yes.
What was that case? I don't know.
That case, Stoliker. It had to do with the election process. It had to do with apportionment. And it was brought out of Fort Huron by Peter Bratt, who is Gene Black's law partner before being on the bench. The complaint was pure Gene Black. Now, before I was sworn in, Gene and I were assigned the same office in Lansing, you know, in the Capitol building.
Joining office?
No, we had a single office.
Oh, oh.
We had two desks in the office.
We worked together. What a far cry from today. Holy moly.
Yeah. Go ahead. Well, remember, we didn't work in Lansing. We used that office only when we were in Lansing here in cases. But before I was sworn in, Gene gave me a 56-page opinion, or maybe it was 65 pages. It was in the Stoliker case. There was scheduled for argument the following day. And he said he would appreciate my reviewing the opinion that night and letting him know the following morning whether I could join him. And I said, Gene, you must be out of your mind. I was a member of the Board of State Canvassers. How can I participate as a justice? Oh, he says, that doesn't matter.
Oh, you remember the Joe Mahalik.
Oh, yes, very well.